Masechet Baba Metziah, Perek Tet Mishnah He. Mishnah says a halacha here regarding a sharecropper. Hamekabel sadeh mehavero velo astav. Somebody rents a field from his friend in a sharecropping agreement that he's going to hand over to the owner a percentage of the yield. And the field didn't produce a lot. When he went to deal with his crops, he sees that not much has grown, and the renter, the sharecropper here, doesn't think it's worth tending to these crops. He'd like to just leave them and wait for a different season. He doesn't want to deal with whatever's there. But the owner of the field, he only gets paid in terms of sharecropping. He only gets a percentage of whatever grows. So he wants the sharecropper to do his job and to produce whatever crops he can get, because he only gets a percentage of that. So he'd like him to continue to work. So we say, Im yesh ba kedeh le'amid keri, if there's enough produce growing over here, that when harvested, it could form a pile of grain, hayav le'tapel ba, the sharecropper has to continue to take care of the field. But if the field would not produce that amount of grain, then the sharecropper is allowed to abandon the field, leave the crops, and not tend to them, and then the owner wouldn't get anything. When a sharecropping agreement is usually done, there's a document that says that the sharecropper is going to work the field, he's going to plow it, he's going to plant, and eventually he's going to hand over a pile of grain. So we deduce from that contract that if the field could produce enough that the sharecropper could fulfill his agreement and give over a pile of grain, then he would be obligated to. And this applies even if there was no contract. We say that these laws automatically apply unless specified otherwise if there was a deal between a sharecropper and the owner of land. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, ma kitzba bakeri, says Rabbi Yehuda, why is there a set amount that we're saying, which is a pile of grain, why does that apply to every field? It should depend on the size of the field. If you're dealing with a large field, then it needs more work than a small field. So therefore, a large field would need a bigger pile in order to make it worth the while of the sharecropper. It has to be worth the effort to him. So therefore, it would have to produce a bigger pile. A smaller field would have to produce a smaller pile for the owner. Ela im yesh bakedeh nefila. So what's the measurement that we have to use in order to figure out if the sharecropper should continue to work the field, or is he obligated to work the field? As much grain as was originally used to plant the field, if it could produce that, then he would be obligated to continue to work the field and to give over a percentage to the owner of the field. If it could generate as much as when invested into it, then the sharecropper would be obligated to continue to work.